This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Bush and Tian. This is Lei Link on Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. Send us a text on 0427-JOY-949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Tian, how are you going?
Hi. How are you doing over there?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. It's been a bit of a crazy week.
As always.
As always.
But it's 11 o'clock on a Thursday, so, you know, well, it's 4 past 11.
It's 4 minutes past 11. You're but 4 minutes out.
I was just meaning that, you know, it's our show block.
Yes.
So, you know.
11 to midnight. We are taking you through to midnight tonight. Up on tonight's show, we've got a bit of an Olympic update.
Yes, we'll be talking.
Ours truly.
Mm.
And we're also talking. Hello. We're talking about the gay cure sessions that are being run throughout the world, and they're now heading to Australia. Ick, ick, yuck. Don't like that. And we're also, there's an article I found, the girl who dressed as a boy to trick her female friend into dating her.
Yeah, I sort of read that and thought, what?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Anyway, there's a whole heap of other stuff we're going to be talking about during the show. Plus the events for Melbourne for this weekend. So you can hook up with us on social media and stay in the know with events in Melbourne. You can do that by going to joy.org.au.
And there are a lot of events on this weekend. There's the Marriage Equality Rally.
Ah, yes, the Marriage Equality Rally.
Which we're going to talk about later in the show.
We are going to talk about later in the show. I've got some info for you.
We do. Mm. And you can actually come into the Joy Studios on Saturday between 10 and 12, I believe.
You can. Joy's having an open day.
Yeah, so you can come and visit us. Well, not us, but the studios.
The studio. You can do a tour of the station and find out how to become a volunteer and see some of your favourite presenters in action at the Joy Open Day. So it's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m, as you said.
Mm.
And it's here at Level 9, 225 Bourke Street in Melbourne.
Yes, now I just wanted to do a bit of an Olympic update.
Olympic update.
Olympic update. Because when you look at the media at the moment and everyone's sort of having a go at our athletes.
Which is unfair.
It is unfair because they're looking at the medal tally. Now, they're only focusing on gold. We have a hell of a lot of silver medals in there.
Where are we sitting at the moment on the medal tally?
11.
11. I thought we went up one.
Oh, we may have because I checked yesterday. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I apologize.
Our Olympic update is 24 hours behind.
I'm sorry. I was watching the sports. I focus on the medals.
I did watch some of the Olympics this afternoon.
Oh, my God. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I saw about 3.5 seconds while I was flicking from station to station.
Oh, see?
It's great. I saw some people with medals. It was just amazing stuff.
I'm just a bit annoyed at not only the media, but at a lot of Australians. They're having a go at our athletes. These people are getting silver medals. They're getting bronze medals. That means they're the second fastest in the world. How is that bad?
Not just at the Olympics, in the world. They had to go through qualifying throughout, you know, their country and then other people's countries and the world.
We should be proud of these people. Now, I understand that people have a lot of expectations. They feel that we invest a lot of money into our athletes, and we do. But in comparison to a lot of the other nations, it's nothing. It's a pittance. You know, America, China, these countries are giving their athletes millions upon millions of dollars. A lot of their athletes are full-time athletes. Most of ours are probably part-time athletes who are working and part-time athletes, and then they have to take time off work in order to go to training camps and training sessions to prepare for things like the Olympics. Considering what they're doing, I think we should be very proud of these guys. We should be taking our hats off to them because I don't think we at home give them that much credit. To become an elite athlete, it requires so much effort.
I think it's kind of, it has become, unfortunately, part of Aussie culture to sort of, you know, give everyone a bit of crap occasionally. But this is getting to the point now where people are just being a bit too harsh, aren't they?
It is. I know we've always suffered from tall poppy syndrome in this country.
You especially, Basha.
Of course.
Six foot something.
Oh, yeah, right. In heels, maybe. Don't wear those anymore.
Moving on.
You know, it's, I just don't understand it. Everyone goes in expecting all these athletes to achieve these phenomenal things, and then when they don't achieve them, they're disappointed. And I'm thinking, no, they've still done fabulous things. We should be proud of these guys.
I've got to agree. I mean, I don't understand why people are being so harsh. You've got some interesting articles and bits and pieces here that you found about the Olympics. Are you going to share some of those?
We will, after a song.
Oh, a song.
Yeah, I thought we'd have a song.
Okay. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink, on Joy 94.9. Oh, welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text in the studio on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, tonight, we're doing a bit of an Olympic update. It's a bit exciting.
It is.
Later on, we're going to be talking about awful gay cure sessions that are being run throughout the world, and they're heading to Australia land very soon. Even later after that, the girl who dressed as a boy to trick her female friend into dating her.
And then, of course, the events.
The Melbourne events listing. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good night. We're taking you right through to midnight. Now, Miss B over there. Honourable mentions for the Olympics at the moment, please.
Well, I have to mention Sally Pierce, her 100-metre hurdles run yesterday. It was a beautiful race to watch.
And she's the one that fell over and cried.
Yes.
At the end.
At the
she
end.
Was so happy.
Yes, well, it was a photo finish. So she finished and then she looks up at the scoreboard. She looks up at her family, her coach, to say, "Have I won?" Everyone's realising it's a photo finish, so we have to wait while that is being reviewed. So that was probably the longest 20 seconds in her life.
The tension bowl of people must have just been insane.
Oh, you know, those two women were both looking at each other going, "Did you win? Did I win? Did you win? Did I win? Silver, gold, gold,
do we
silver,
hug?
Gold,
do we,
silver."
Do we, you know, make out? What?
And then that's the wrong Olympics.
Oh, right.
That's after the gay Olympics and after.
The gay Olympics.
Anyway.
Home Olympics. Yeah, I'm trademarking that. Okay.
There are gay Olympics. You do know that.
There are?
There are. Do you not
I
know
I sound
this?
Really silly, but I'm also really excited because now
you
I want to Google
know,
it.
You didn't know that there were the gay Olympics?
I didn't know we had the gay Olympics.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay.
It's great.
Next week we're bringing you the gay Olympics.
All right. Anyway, and then they found out that she won and she just got so excited, just the emotions running through her. You could just see her ecstatic, happy nature that she's just won. And you could just feel it. And I think probably in the country there was not a dry eye anywhere of anyone watching a television. People were just, you could just, that emotion just came through. And then, yes, she did collapse because she was so excited.
See, I was watching the late news last night and one of the presenters on the late news was saying that even he was having a cry on the couch in the morning watching her run.
I had tears in my eyes. It was just brilliant to watch. And then she did her lap of honour and she went very slowly and she went to everyone and was, shaking. She, why not, you know?
Yeah.
You've just done this.
So that was another gold for Australia.
So that was another gold.
Another
yes.
gold.
So that was brilliant. Yes, we did win a gold. Anna Mears won a gold in the cycling.
Mm-hmm.
Quite an interesting.
They're the ones that wear those really cool, funky hats that look like space hats.
Yes, thank you. I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
I thought, no.
It's just freaking
yes,
me out.
Yes, I know. Yes.
Yes, cycling. Continue.
Cycling. It was also a very interesting race, and it was a good thing. So, yes, it was also interesting to watch. She did a wonderful effort there, and we did win some gold in the sailing, but we knew that already because they'd won before the final race had taken place.
Didn't they capsize? Who capsized? Someone in the sailing capsized.
I don't know. I wasn't watching the sailing. I was watching. I like the running.
I like the sailing.
I don't know why. I watch the running. I like the running.
I think I like water.
But some other honourable mentions, of course, our out and proud athletes. Matt Mitchum. He came out in May 2008. He's quite a character. He's one of our divers. He's quite a character. If you want to watch him do his version of Single Ladies by Beyonce, go to his YouTube video. It's quite entertaining.
Apparently it's gone viral over the past week or so.
It's hilarious. He tweets and he does messages and they are absolutely hilarious. And he's a good role model and he enjoys having a laugh. He's got a photo of himself, you know, relaxing around a whole jar of like all jars of like Vegemite around him. You know, so he just does sort of crazy, sort of funny things.
So he's just one of the openly gay Olympians that are out there. But, I mean, I've just been reading some of the notes that you've got here and one of his tweets is actually quite funny.
And that would be?
He says here, "Yes, I'm that gay, 2008 Olympic gold medal winning diver dude."
Yeah, see? He doesn't take he takes himself in his sport very seriously, but he understands that Twitter and Facebook and these kind of things are there for a bit of a laugh.
So it's kind of cool. He came out in May of 2008 and then he won gold on the 10-metre platform in Beijing 3 months later.
He did. Hmm. I don't know if both are correlated, but, you know, yay him.
When you come out, you can just dive into pools of anything.
And considering that only him and Natalie Cook, one of our beach volleyballs, are the only out athletes at the moment, it's quite interesting.
Mm. Okay, so honourable mentions for gay Olympians, if anyone wants to look out there. They're all fantastic because they've made it to the Olympics, but we like the gay ones.
So we've got about, currently there's 21 openly gay and lesbian athletes, including coaches and one para-Olympiad at these Olympics. Now, they feel that there's probably a lot more because a lot of these athletes don't feel comfortable coming out.
And what percentage of Olympians are
out? 1%.
Only 1%? Surely there has to be more than that.
Of the 12,602 athletes, only 1%.
I know so many sporty dykes, and I swear there's going to be more.
I know. Just looking at the handball teams, the women's handball teams, half of them are gay. I know this for a fact. that's actually what I'm going to be watching at 2 o'clock this morning. The rivalry between those two teams that are going to be playing is going to be brilliant.
Yeah, there is an interesting variance here, and they're saying between the different Olympics that we've had over the last couple of years. So we've got Athens, there was 11 out openly gay and lesbian Olympians, and at Beijing there was 10. So 21 being out for the London Olympics, that's a huge jump. You're doubling your numbers.
It is a huge jump, but it's not realistic. Now, I'm not pressuring anyone to say that they should be out and proud. You know, it's fine. When you're ready to tell the world, then please
do that. It's everyone's choice, for sure.
It is their choice. But, yeah, there's still too much stigma around it. I think they're worried about their endorsements, their sponsorship, their careers, the public's perception of them. And I think that's why a lot of them do not come out. A lot of them come out after they've retired.
There is actually the one gentleman here, Greg Louganis.
Louganis.
He won 4 Olympic gold medals in diving and came out after he retired. So, you know, that's just another person who's come out. But he said here that all I can do is relate to my own journey. I was out to my friends and my family. It was just my policy not to discuss my sexuality to members of the media. I wanted my participation in the sport to be about the sport. I didn't want it to be about being the gay diver. Well, now yes. We have a gay diver in Matthew Mitchum, but everyone needs a gay diver.
Oh, we all do.
All right, so who are some of these lovely out people? Australian beach volleyball, you mentioned Natalie Cook before.
Mm.
Fencing for Germany. You have to say that name because I can't say it.
Hold on. Imka Duplitz. Duplitz. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, see, I'd pronounce that Polish, which would make it sound inappropriate. So we won't bother about that one.
Equestrian for the Netherlands, you've got Edward Gale?
It's Gale.
Equestrian, another one. Okay, Carl Hester. I feel like I'm outing people. I like it. Okay, they're already out, but I feel like I'm double outing.
I'm loving that when I'm looking at the list of the handball players, there are 2 female handball players on the list, which I find quite... low. Oh, 3. Sorry, there's 3. 1 Brazilian, 1 from Denmark, 1 from Netherlands. No, there's a lot more.
There's a lot more.
There is a lot more.
There's actually 2 people on this list of our Olympians who are actually a couple too, so that's quite nice, isn't it?
It's very cute.
That's good. They can go to the Olympics together and, you know, same-sex dormitories and stuff over there at the moment or whatever in the Olympic Village, so they can room together.
See, which is always helpful. But they might not be rooming together because, you know, they could be segregated in their... events.
Well, they are professionals, yes. So you know, you never know. All right. So
but something interesting that I'd also like to mention is in London there was the opening of Pride House.
Pride House. What is Pride House?
Pride House is a unique opportunity to present itself as a cosmopolitan and an area where diversity within the athletic community is allowed. So they sort of created this area where people can go and there's different cultural events, so there's, you know, music and things like that happening there, and these people can go there and, you know, just feel that they're accepted and stuff. So it's going down really well. Great place and great thing to happen.
Mm. All right, so if you have just joined us, we're talking about the Olympics And Bash has informed me that there's a gay Olympics, which you're going to be talking about next week. So if you would like to send us a text about the Olympics, something you've noticed, please do. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us directly at onair@joy.org.au. Now, if you'd like to hook up with us on social media, please do. You can head over to joy.org.au and find our program page. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink. On Joy. Welcome back to Leylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, before the break, we were talking about the Olympics and, you know, current Olympic update, and we've got a text, one text, that has come through this evening, and they have said something interesting, Basha.
He said a week before the Olympics, Grindr had 100,000 new members register.
Now, if you don't know what Grindr is basically a hookup app. For smartphones, and it's, you know, it helps you locate people in your area that it is a gay male app for you know, people who might be keen for a bit of fun.
Yes, there's type things. Horny Olympic athletes allegedly crashed gay sex app in Grindr. So there you go. That's what they're telling us. I'm just Googling it as we speak.
So apparently, of course, yeah, a week before the Olympics, when everyone landed, the app actually had all these new members, but it also crashed.
Yeah, and supposedly there are only 14 openly gay male athletes, yet the
app crashed.
Interesting.
Interesting.
But there's a lot of. There's also a lot of spectators there.
Oh, yes. Well, that's true. Spectators come from far and wide to come far and wide.
Oh, to use Grindr. So, yes, so it's quite possible that it was the spectators who crashed Grindr. But there you go. But thank you for that message.
Can't even go there. Look, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink on Joy. We're very happy to be here tonight, aren't we, B? And if you want to get in on the conversation, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we've been talking about the Olympics, and now I want to talk about something else. Now, you know how badly I feel about these
Gay cures. Oh, because we all in the community, we feel also highly and great about them.
They just, there's a lot of bad things I could say, but it's not necessary. What I will tell you is that there is sessions, and they're on their way to Australia now and the UK, and basically these quack job treatments, you can sign up for $350 a session. Cheap. Really? Now, the organisation behind them has publicly acknowledged that they're basically a fraud, technically. But the interesting thing is you actually found an article on this.
And I found it interesting in the bottom of your article, though, that there was a thing here saying that we should be calling on governments around the world to ban gay cures now and prevent them doing more harm.
Which is very true.
It is very true, but when we have a government that can't even decide whether we should be given marriage equality, I don't know how we're going to get the government to actually decide whether they should ban these kind of things. But we won't go there.
Look, they're looking for 100,000 supporters to get this campaign underway to stop these people from coming into our country, Australia. Currently, they're at 52,860. So jump online and you can just Google, from what I believe, allout.org/endgaycures/.
Okay. And so what, we just go there and just click support?
Yeah, and
support?
You can support.
So we're not supporting the cure, we're supporting them not being allowed into our country. Is that what we're...
Yeah, read the information they've got on there too, because it's quite interesting. They go into a bit of detail and you can say that you support it and get these people out of our country because it's just not fair. You do have some info here.
I do. I did some research on it, and I was
taken. I love
taken,
it when you do research.
You know, man, research. I was taken to a website, the avert.org, being gay
/ being dash gay. .html.
Now it's based at a I would say a younger audience.
Yep.
I would say sort of a preteen, teen type audience with a lot of their content, and they're discussing the fact with, you know, one of their topics was here. Am I gay? You know. Being confused about it and trying to understand about what it means to be same-sex attracted. Is it okay? how do I understand this? And trying to get in touch with those feelings and, you know, about the fact that, you know, how do people know that they're gay? So they're really trying to help these kids with some information about understanding what's going through their heads and just offering them some support and some advice and links to different websites to give them information. This one is based in England, so a lot of the links are English-based, but I'm sure if you Googled something in Australia, I'm sure you'll find enough places, even go to Same Same or even the Joy website. Yeah. I'm sure you can find enough.
Joy.org.au. Don't have a lot of information on there. I'm actually just reading through this and I'm loving some of the comments that are on here. And there's one from a young man and he says, I thought, well, this is just the phase bit. Sooner or later, I'm going to start finding women attractive. I never did. As I became more attracted to men, I still wasn't getting attracted to women. I thought, shit, you're gay. And it was really quite a shock when it hit me. Isn't that, did you ever have that moment? You went, Oh, I'm gay.
Well, I didn't figure out I was gay until I was in my mid-20s. And, yeah, and then I sort of just said, okay, I'm bisexual and I'll just stick with that. That seems safe. And, yeah, and then went back to males and went, no, not really. I think I am quite gay. And went there. But that was my journey. That was how I chose to explain it, I guess. The interesting thing for me was when I look back at my teenage years and my early 20s, there were signs. I just didn't realise them at the time. I think maybe we don't have, you know, out people in the community, we don't realise this. And if we don't have somewhere to watch and see that they can explain to us what's going on in our heads, because you think that these things you're going through are normal, and it's like, oh, really? There were the signs. But, you know. But that was just me.
I don't think people can really, you know, say that they were, you know, confused. Like I know that some people have a lot of issues trying to figure out what their sexuality is as they go through. And I had a lot of those issues as well, trying to pigeonhole myself. But at the end of the day, I just realised that you can't pigeonhole yourself. You can't expect that you're going to fall into somebody else's preconceived idea of what you should be.
No, and I think that's why it's very good in our community. We have, you know, the diversity in the rainbow, as I like to call it, that all are accepted and all are welcome. And we keep extending the GLBTI community with additional letters.
Yes.
And it's great because I think we want everyone to feel welcome. We don't want you to feel an outsider. We want you to have a safe place where you can be accepted. Now, I found an interesting quote here. Homosexuality is not a mental disorder, and the American Psychological Association opposes all portrayals of lesbian, gay, and bisexual people as mentally ill and in need of treatment due to their sexual orientation.
Now, that's also off this website that you looked up as well.
It is. It's all about, you know, because under that statement it was, can you stop being gay? And they talk about, you know, the conversion therapies and stuff, about what they're doing. But they're trying to give these kids a message saying, no, actually, it's okay. Accept who you are and be proud. And it's fine. Let's move on.
A lot of these cures, these homosexual cures that are going around, can be quite a lot more damaging to a person's sense of self than just admitting that they're gay and going with it.
Yes. Look, it's a tough journey and we all have to go through it, and some people never accept that side of themselves, and that's fine. But if you're getting pressure from people to hide it, it's just not okay. And if that's you, look for somewhere to go that where you will find acceptance and a community who will embrace you.
I think at the end of the day, the thing to realise is that families can often have a huge influence on the way that we are and the way that we come out in the future when we do. For some of us who come out at a very young age, it might not be such a rough road in that respect. But our family values and what shapes those as we're growing up can have a real influence on the way that we go through this experience.
Yes.
So it is very important that people seek out other avenues and find their community.
Yes, and we will be talking, because this also leads into the marriage equality debate, which we'll go into later.
Yes.
But I found an interesting study. It was a research paper printed by a emeritus professor of the Columbia University, Dr. Robert Spitzer.
Spitzer.
Mm. Now, he basically came out saying that that these therapies are actually quite good and that they work and everything. Now, at the time, he felt that this was okay. He'd done some studies. He'd done some research. He's now come back and sort of said, well, yeah, it was flawed. It was a flawed study and it spawned a decade of lies.
So he did this study in 2001.
Well, he published the paper in 2001. Yep. So he would have done the study probably the middle of the 90s because it takes about 4 years from completion of study to actually get published.
Yeah. So now in 2012, last month, he's told a reporter with the American Prospect that he regretted the study.
Yes, and that he regretted the impact that his study had had on the gay and bisexual and lesbian community, and that he was very sorry for what had happened and how his study had been used or abused
I wonder if he came out. Interesting.
I doubt it because he's now 79.
Well, you never know.
Don't think
you're
so.
You're never too late to, you know, pop the gay cherry, Basha.
Maybe,
never
but
too late. It is very interesting. This month he sent a letter to the Archives of Sexual Behaviour, which published his work in 2003, asking that the journal retract his paper. So he's definitely had a very big about face.
He has. Maybe one of someone in his family has come out as gay and he's realised that the effect that this is having, and so he felt that maybe that it wasn't the best timing.
Yes. And that
whatever's happened to him, I think it's good that he's now retracted it. He maybe shouldn't have said it in the first place, but okay.
But okay. Oh, dear. Look, you are on Joy with Basha and Tian. We've been discussing the Olympics. We've been discussing gay cures hitting Australia. You can head to allout.org/ngaycures/ to sign the petition to stop these people from coming to our country because we don't want them.
And no, we don't.
Bigoted, hate-mongering views.
No, we got a message here from Natalia who's saying that, true story, I have spoken to a priest who lives on gay cures and running events to cure the gays. I am freaking out, but I didn't ask more of this. When I came to my parents, somehow encouraged me to communicate with him. So, yes. I'm glad I never ended up meeting him, though. I've had a fair share of religion and coming out experiences. It doesn't always be the case. So, yes, I see. I think what I'm getting here is that she was sort of pushed in that direction by her family, but she decided not to go there, so...
Good on you.
Well done, Nat.
Yeah.
And Dean. Oh, our hide-and-seek boys. Hello, boys. Go. There's an African archer who's come out as a gay role model at these Olympics. So there you go. I wonder why he knew about this one. I want to look at this guy's photo.
Thank you, Mr. Beck. Of course, as I was saying, you can send us a text in the studio tonight if you'd like to join in the conversation on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text in the studio. A lot of people have been on 0427JOY949. You can even email us, as some people have, at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, over to you.
Yes, well, I just want to say hey to Bella and Mousy who are enjoying our show. Well, we're glad that you're enjoying our show.
Hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies. Now, Jonathan from Yarra Valley has asked a question in regards to Caster Semenya. Now, Caster Semenya was a South African long-distance runner who, in 2009, won the World Championships.
Go!
Yes, but it was announced that she was going to be subjected to gender testing. She was then withdrawn from international competition until July last year, where the IAAF cleared her for competition. Notice the her, so they've now finally agreed that she's female. So now she's allowed to compete again. And in 2011, she won a silver medal in the 800 metres. So there you go. Now, he was just asking in regards to the gender diversity and how that issue is being tackled, because he's sort of saying that on the network radio, they're sort of being a bit, well... unsure about the issue. I'm guessing probably because they don't really understand the issue and
they're fumbling, aren't they?
Yeah, because they don't really understand this and they don't know what to say. They probably don't want to offend anybody and they don't know how to deal with the issue. So I think it's sort of an area that sits in the Joy family.
Look, if you have just joined us, we've been talking all about the Olympics tonight. It's got Barsha's panties all up in a knot.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad, if you're listening.
Sorry, Dad. Now, of course, the Olympics, it's everyone's hot topic right now, but we've also been talking about the gay cures, which are coming to Australia. And you can go to that website again if you missed it. It's allout.org/ngaycures/. Go over there and check out the information that's on the website. Get behind this campaign, because these guys shouldn't be allowed to come to our country and preach their hate-mongering mean stuff.
Yes, we've just had someone text in saying that they've just gone and signed the petition. So thank you for that.
That's awesome, guys.
Now, we have someone here who's saying they feel uncomfortable hearing about coming out in this country, that I'm 17 and I feel like that I'm being preached to enough. Not only that, giving false hope to unsupportive parents, talking about my own, is something that is possibly bad news for your health or for money. I want to attend a session and yes, they don't really want to go there. So thank you for that comment, Misa.
Misa, thank you for your comment.
We have support in the community if you want to come and talk to people. You know, on Saturday, come into Joy. Come and chat with a few people in the radio station or go to the rally. There'll be enough people there who will offer you support, who will understand.
Now, of course, this weekend is the Equal Love Marriage Rally and Midwinter Vows, and that's on Saturday. And it's the 8th anniversary of the ban on same-sex marriage. So they're hoping to send a big message to the government this fortnight, because I think this one's happening Australia-wide.
It is. In all states in Australia, there's going to be a rally. So if you're interstate, please go to the marriage equality website to find out where one is happening in your local area. And please, please, please attend. We need the numbers there. We need to show the politicians that we mean business.
Now, that is, of course, Saturday in Melbourne, the State Library of Victoria, corner Lonsdale Street and Swanston Streets, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Now, there's going to be a mass illegal wedding ceremony.
Yes.
If you would like to take part in the ceremony, you can contact Equal Love at equalloveaustralia@gmail.com.
So there you go.
And I think there's going to be a prize for best placard on the day.
There always is a prize, and there'll also be prizes for best dressed.
Best dressed.
So if you're coming dressed for your wedding, then maybe you could win a prize.
Now, what else?
Not only the hand of your delightful partner that you'll be given in this ceremony, but yes.
You're with Basha and Tian on Laylink. It's 5 minutes to 12. We're nearly done for the night.
We are.
And welcome back to Laylink. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9, 3 minutes to 12. Now, we've run out of time to talk about the girl who dressed as a boy to trick her friend who's female into dating her.
You'll just have to wait till next week.
You will have to wait till next week. I hope you were looking forward to it and you tune in next week.
I'm sure they will.
We've already talked about it. We've got a massive weekend coming up, but don't forget the Equal Love Marriage Rally and Midwinter Vows at the State Library of Victoria from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Come one, come all.
Come on. Come on, just like the people on Grindr. We have been talking about the Olympics.
Well, you'd be very close to a lot of people in Grindr, so you wouldn't have to go far.
Oh, I see what you did there. Oh. Very funny. I don't think my girlfriend would appreciate that kind of talk, Basha.
Grindr is for men.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't think that you'd be welcome on their website. I don't think you'd get a lot of hits.
You never know.
Oh, I just know. Anyway, getting back to the topic. So we've been talking about the athletes,
The Olympic athletes, the ones that are out and proud. And, yeah, it's fantastic to see some people getting out there and doing that.
Yeah, and just the fact that we acknowledge the achievements of all our athletes, even the ones that qualified and didn't get medals, they still are competing at this elite level. We should be very proud of all these people and not pulling them down.
Exactly. They're the best in the world.
They are.
Best in the world. We've been getting a lot of texts tonight as well from our lovely listeners, and we really do appreciate the communication. If you'd like to continue on, please head over to joy.org.au, find our program page and hook up with us on social media.
Yes, and we will be putting up links to all the events and also a link to the Lesbian Social Fun Club, so you can find them on Facebook. So if you want to join them, at the rally and maybe we'll ice skating.
Put up a link to the meetup group, so if you're not quite out on Facebook.
Yes, there is a meetup group as well, so you can have a bit of privacy there, which is lovely for them to create.
All right. Well, that's all from us this week, and we hope you do tune in next week. We are going to be talking about the Gay Olympics.
Yes.
And we are going to be talking about the girl who dressed as a boy to trick her female friend into dating her.
Okay.
Seems like a mouthful.
It is a little bit of a mouthful. Well, good night, everybody, and go Aussies.
Yay, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah, I'm glad you did it.
Mine had to.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.